This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Iraqi elections were monitored by people across the globe, particularly in Arab countries. Rami Khoury is executive director of the Daily Star in Lebanon. We've been checking in with him over the course of the Iraqi elections, and he joins us this morning from Beirut. Good morning.
Hi, good morning to you.
How are the Iraqi elections viewed in the Arab world? I mean, there's been so much talk about that. Were there differing perceptions from one country to another?
Yes, there were differing perceptions. The countries down in the Gulf area, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, UAE, they tended to find this as a positive development. They were looking at the stability that they hope will come to Iraq with the elections, the potential withdrawal of the American and British forces that would take away one of the divisive factors in the region. And these are countries, of course, that have had problems with the former Saddam Hussein Ba'athist regime. In most of the Arab world, people are more skeptical and more dubious. People don't like to see things happen because the American Marines were there to make them happen. The tradition of Western armies coming into this region and recreating new ideologies, we've had this since Napoleon 250 years ago, and people are kind of tired of it. Now, most people are going to wait and see what actually happens. If the Iraqis can really regain their sovereignty and develop a system that is satisfactory to the Iraqis themselves, then I think people will look at it more positively. But we have to wait and see if that can happen.
Now, I know that you have said that the West emphasizes too much the difference between Sunnis and Shiites in Iraq, but if most of Iraq's Sunni Muslims stayed away from the polls and Shiite Muslims did turn out in large numbers, how is this likely to affect the Shiite minorities in places like Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and Bahrain?
Well, I think the question really is not very valid, but I know it's an important one in the American public mind because the spin doctors in the United States and the government and others have generally focused on these issues. But it really is not a question of ethnicity or faith. It's a question of political power. There is a change taking place in Iraq. A country that is majority Shia is going to have a government that is majority Shia. In the same way that in the United States, Christians tend to dominate the political system because it's a majority Christian country. But it's not really about religion. It's about ideology. It's about political power. It's about identity. If you want to understand what the Shias are all about, don't go read Shia theology in the Quran. Understand the quest for political dignity and stability and power sharing and responsible, responsive, pluralistic, and accountable government. That's what this is all about.
Well, that said, how are Arab governments, now that the vote has happened, lots of people have voted in Iraq, how are Arab governments likely to deal with the new government that will emerge in Baghdad?
I think most Arab governments certainly want a stable Iraq. I think there is going to be an effort made by the new ruling authorities in Iraq whenever the new government is constituted. They will reach out to their neighbors in a much more clear and, I think, emphatic way. There will be an attempt to work with the neighbors more to develop a stable situation in Iraq and regionally. You do have concerns. I mean, the King of Jordan has expressed concerns about possible links between Iran and Shia-dominated Iraq and other Shias in the region. But I think these concerns are really exaggerated. They're not so much concerns about Shia control. They're really concerns about the changing nature of power, that new groups of people are taking control of power in Arab countries, in Iraq specifically, and the old order, the old political elite is now being challenged and changed, both by its own people and by external powers. In this case, it was the United States and the British armies that did it. So I think the real deeper question is the feeling of vulnerability, fragility, and even dispensability that many Arab regimes are starting to appreciate. And this is frightening to a lot of Arab regimes and political elites, and they're going to have to deal with it.
Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Rami Khoury is the executive director of the Daily Star in Lebanon, speaking from Beirut.